Blog Talk Radio.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4.
right. Disabled Veteran Radio, how you doing? February the 2nd, 2016. Mrs. Susie Q is here, so if you'd like to host your own show, you got to call her right now before she disappears, 941-745-1490. If you'd like to host your own show, Mrs. Susie Q is here. Call her now, 941-745-1490. We're glad you're listening. Let's start the show.
Hi, you're back.
I'm back.
Good.
You hung up on me.
I was just saying that, you know, our connection is our producer, Billy, who once helped get you into a straitjacket at your act. You had it half right. If you'd gotten him into a straitjacket, the world would have been a better place for you and me.
That's it.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strength that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation interacts with his unique body chemistry.
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crying in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
The creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
What do they have? They have national media attention, a big fat paycheck, and they're not called mental, but disabled veterans.
An accidental explosion took the life of a fellow scientist, and supposedly David Banner as well. The reporter thinks the creature was responsible.
I gave a description to all the law enforcement agencies. I got a warrant for murder out of them.
A murder which David Banner can never prove he or the creature didn't commit. So he must let the world go on thinking that he too is dead until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
You PTSD!
God damn it! My life has value!
Get up there with that lady that's up on top of this Capitol Hill. That lady that stands for liberty. Take a look at this country through her eyes if you really want to see something. And you won't just see scenery. You'll see the whole parade of what man's carved out for himself after centuries of fighting. Fighting for something better than just jungle law. Fighting so he can stand on his own 2 feet, free and decent, like he was created. No matter what his race, color, or creed. There's no place out there for graft, or greed, or lies, or compromise with human liberty. You all think I'm licked. Well, I'm not licked. And I'm gonna stay right here and fight for this lost cause. Even if this room gets filled with lies like these.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window. Open it and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You ain't nothing but a...
Down
Hey, how you doing? February the 2nd, 2016. This here is Bill Apgar. That's APGAR.com. That's where you'll find information about Disabled Veteran Radio. Hey, we do the show here every Tuesday from 2 until 4. We're glad you're listening today. And guess what this weekend is? It's the second annual Bradenton Riverwalk. You know, all those boats down there, man. There was like, I think there was over 150,000 people at the Bradenton Riverwalk last year, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll try to call somebody up from the Bradenton Riverwalk. And why do we do this program, you ask? Well, why do you do the program, Bill? Well, we try to, you know, keep you entertained, like the guy we had on last week from the Strawberry Festival, Mr. Paul Davis, the general manager for the Strawberry Festival. Hopefully we'll be out there with the WWPR sign. Maybe some other programs will come out, maybe, hopefully. You know, I got to put that proposal together. That's where the PTSD starts to go off, because I ain't, you know, I hate putting together proposals. It just gets to me. Anyway, maybe somebody out there can put a good proposal together. Go to BillApgar.com, Facebook page, friend me. And then once you friend me, I'll ask you to come on the radio program. And then I'll play the song, Friends, da-da-da-da-da. How many of us have them? Let's be friends. Here's one. Dawn Reese, she usually shows up in the second hour. She's from Hollywood Connections, and she works at Barbizon. So if you're looking for a job at Barbizon, she'll let you in on that information. So here's the telephone number. If you're listening to this program driving down the highway right now, please be careful. 1-888-761-1490. That's the toll-free number. Pretty easy, right? 1-888-761-1490. Or, here's locally, 941-745-1490. So the Bradenton Riverwalk, who would we call for that? I wonder if, Miss Susie Q, do we have any tickets for that yet, the Bradenton Riverwalk? That's sort of free, right? You just show up down there, right? Yeah, yeah. Do we have a booth down there yet? We should make a booth. Yeah, that would be great, you know. I guess I could call somebody at the Chamber of Commerce. Well, here's a song for the Bradenton Riverwalk. I was thinking of this one on the way down here as I travel from Spring Hill all the way down to Bradenton, which is a two-hour drive. Here's for the Bradenton Riverwalk this weekend. It's I've Got the Power here on Disabled Veteran Radio. Got the power. We're trying to contact somebody about the Bradenton Riverwalk. Anyways, this is for the Bradenton Riverwalk. This is Snap and I Got the Power, and this is Disabled Veteran Radio for February the 2nd, 2016. We'll try to contact somebody else here in just one moment. And why do we do the program? Well, the reason that we do the program is to let you know that the government is still wronging. Is that a word? Wronging? Can I say that? Because Dr. Joy Brown today had on a couple people talking about proper grammar on how to speak. Was you listening to that today, Ms. Susie Q? Anyways, how the government still wrongs disabled veterans. Here's one story I'll let you know. This is a brand new story. But the reason that I buy this airtime is because, you know, when I was given an honorable discharge after the documented military sexual trauma. Oh, who's this now calling? Let's see who's calling. You're on Disabled Veteran Radio. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Karen. You just called my number.
Oh, how you doing, Karen? This is here Bill Apgar, the host of Disabled Veteran Radio, down here at in Bradenton on WWPR 1490. We're here every Tuesday from 2 until 4, and we just played a song for the Bradenton Riverwalk, Snap, I Got the Power, and we're trying to get somebody to come on the radio program live to talk about the Bradenton Riverwalk. This is the second annual one, right?
You're talking about the Riverwalk Regatta?
Yeah, Riverwalk Regatta, correct?
Yes.
All right. Second annual year, right?
Am I on the air?
You're on the air live right now on Disabled Veteran Radio.
Okay. Well, how can I help you? I'm not sure how to help you.
How many people were at it last year? There was like 150,000 people, right?
We had about 70,000.
70,000, but you anticipate, what, to double that amount this year?
Well, we're hoping that as many people can make it can come.
Because I was wanting to get out on that bridge out there, and I seen a massive amount of people out there on that bridge, but I became a little chicken. You know, I became Marty McFly. I became a little chicken, so I didn't go out there. Is there any safety rules to that bridge on how many people can be out on that bridge?
Sir, the bridge is safe for people to stand on and walk across.
Oh, okay. That's most excellent. And what's some of the entertainment that will be out there this year?
Well, we have Beatlemania is the main the main concert. There are several other shows and festivities going on: Frisbee Dog Show, BMX Stunt Show.
Oh yeah, I like those guys.
Bright House Pittsburgh Pirates Family Fun Zone. There's a food festival row and an art gallery row.
Oh, wow. I love the art gallery. And how about music-wise? Any, like, Stormbringer or...
On the main stage, we've got the Beatlemania Now, which starts at 4:30 p.m. But there will be music and entertainment from 11 a.m. to 6:30.
Oh, most excellent. Is there a website?
Yes, there is. The website would be BradentonAreaRegatta.com.
BradentonAreaRegatta.com, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you so much. Your name again?
My name is Karen Kaiser.
Thank you, Karen.
And
you're right there. You're right here at the city, right? In Bradenton.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Thank you for being on Disabled Veteran Radio.
Well, thank you very much for supporting our event, sir.
Thank you, and I hope to see you out there. I'll come and say hi at your tent. All right? Thank you so much, Karen. There she is. There's Karen now. Here's Things That Make You Go Hmm on Disabled Veteran Radio, February 2nd, 2016. We're glad you're listening.
I was in the crib, sitting by the fireplace, drinking bell rang. Who could it be? Thought to myself, then started to shrug. Got to the door, ding dong, who is it? My girl's best friend had paid me a visit. Fly as can be, tight dressed and all. She knew that I was faithful and really didn't have to go. I tried to chill, she made the move. Now I know my girlfriend wouldn't approve. I didn't realize my girl was setting me up. Yo, my girlfriend didn't trust me, no. Yep, but she lost control, I wouldn't take the bait. I said, chill, baby, baby, chill, baby, baby, wait. My girl bust in, caught us creating the boom. She said, girlfriend! Things that make you go ooh.
Things that make you go ooh. Things that make you go ooh.
Hey.
Things that make you go ooh. Ooh.
Things that make you go ooh. Oh, oh. Here's how we started. Just an example of how another brother can trample, ruin your life, sleep with your wife, watch your behind. There was a friend of mine named Jay. We'd come over late at night to say, hey, I watched your fight, I thought it was alright. Cause me and Jay, we were really, really tight. So damn close, we're the same blood type. Months went by and my wife got big. We were having a child and I got another gig. So I let Jay move in the crib and chill. He had his own room and helped pay the bill. The time had come for baby dog to receive. It looked like Jay and I couldn't believe. Before my eyes in the delivery room. You go,
hmm.
Robbie Rob, break it down.
Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. You wanna host your own show? You wanna host your own show? Call Miss Suzy Q, 941-745-1490. 941-745-1490. If you wanna host your own show, call Miss Suzy Q or Valerie.
17 and I was having a ball. 11th grade and yo, I knew it all. I fell in love for the very first time. With this girl, she really blew my mind. Innocence and a whole lot of class. Style that could give you whiplash. We said hello and my heart beat stopped. She was the world and I was on top. Time went by, she filled my universe. We made love, she said I was the first. My boy kept telling me, yo, I don't know. I think your girl's been playing tic-tac-toe. I'll ask my girl, I know she only loves me. Wasn't I the one who took your virginity? The look on her face, red sorrow and gloom, she said.
Yeah, why you guys always ask me things that make you go
ooh. Things that make you go ooh.
Things that make you go ooh. Things that make you go ooh.
Things that make you go ooh. Have you ever had a man go away for business, come back with a tan, comes home late at night from work? You cooked him dinner, now you feel like a jerk, saying he didn't have time to eat, and he's not even hungry, he wants to be free. Took the bedroom, he says his head hurts, you're only making love, aim the radical spurt. Mysterious calls, and the phone goes click. You say to yourself, I'm gonna hit him with a brick. Ain't no way he could be cheating on me. I wonder who bought him those DVDs. Dressed to a tee to go hang with the fellas. Over the guys and I'm getting jealous. Coming home late smelling like perfume.
Things that make you go
ooh. Things that make you go ooh.
It's the things that make you go ooh. Yeah. Things that make you go ooh.
Things that make you go
Obama, things will make you go, hmm. Things will make you go, hmm. I'm trying to reach your good former Governor Charlie Creaser live on Disabled Veteran Radio. Yes, good afternoon. Is this the wonderful and the most talented guy and politician in the world, Mr. Former Governor of the State of Florida, Charlie Chris?
It is me, but I don't know about all that talent stuff.
You know who this is. This is here, the wonderful Bill Apgar down here in Bradenton, Florida, on Disabled Veteran Radio. How you doing today,
yeah,
sir?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Well, we're getting ready for the Bradenton River Walk. You know, have you ever been to that? This is our second year down here for the Bradenton River Walk.
I have not, but I hear it's a great event.
Hey, how about the Florida Strawberry Festival? Mr. Paul Davis is going to give me a stand out there. You want to come up? You want to come up and be on the stage and talk a little bit? We get the stand down there. He says he's going to have me a stand down there.
When's that going to be?
That's March 3rd through the 10th, I believe.
Why don't we check as the date gets closer, and we'll see what we can work out.
Hey, would you, give us your thoughts on the Iowa caucus last night?
Pretty amazing. Very close results. Some surprises, some not surprising, but just the first, and now it's on to New Hampshire.
And when do they come here to Florida? When is that one?
It's the middle of March, I believe, the 15th.
Oh wow, most excellent. Who do you want to win in the Super Bowl?
You know, I really haven't picked a team. Actually, I wanted the Buccaneers, but that didn't work out this year.
Have you done your Cam Newton Superman move yet?
No, I have not.
Because my nephews, when they were in, they came from Ohio. They're all like 21, 22. Everywhere we went, right. they're videoing themselves with their cell phone doing the Cam Newton Superman move.
Oh, that's great. Well, Bill, I got to go. I got a meeting I got to get to.
All right, buddy.
I wanted to say hello, and thanks so much for your call.
Thank you so much, sir. And hopefully your guy will win the Super Bowl. You know, maybe he will.
All right.
Maybe we'll see you at the Strawberry Fest. Thank you so much. There he is. Former governor of the state of Florida. There he is. Woo-hoo-hoo! Mr. Charlie Crist. I like it. All right. Here is one from Mrs. Susie Q out there. Mrs. Susie Q, are you out there still? Because she was every time Mrs. Susie Q leaves, she calls me Sugar. She says, see you later, Sugar. All right. This is for Mrs. Susie Q. She's here during the day. If you'd like to host your own radio program, you can dial 941-745-1490 and talk to Miss Susie Q or Miss Valerie. Both of them just recently got their hair changed to blonde, and they look very attractive. So that's one reason to come down to the radio station. So here's for Miss Susie Q, who always calls me Sugar. It's Def Leppard pour some sugar on me here on Disabled Veteran Radio. This is Disabled Veteran Radio for February the 2nd, 2016. Holy smoke, we just had the former governor, Charlie Crist, on. I know that he didn't want to be on that long, but he at least gave me 5 minutes, and he said that he may be my guest if I get to stand at the Strawberry Festival. I got to talk with that guy again, put that proposal together. Here's a guy that puts good proposals together. He comes up with these great inventions. He's got this invention that's for your car. It's called the Fuel Genie. It will save you gas mileage. He is on Disabled Veteran Radio now, and his name is Barry Hart. Barry, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it greatly.
Let everybody know what the Fuel Genie is about.
Well, it's basically an air additive. We have a little generator, and we generate a special air mixture that feeds right into your intake air, your air intake on your car. And what it does is it allows your engine to run more efficiently because there's more oxygen, more hydrogen inside there. Not only does it run more efficiently, but it reduces emissions on your exhaust to almost zero. No nitric oxide, no carbon dioxide, no carbon monoxide. It's really fantastic. And you can get up to 30, 35, even 40% sometimes increase in your miles per gallon.
You know, holy smoke, you know, I have seen these videos that you've done. I'd like to tell a little bit, everybody, about the video when you put it on a car and you take it across like the Howard Franklin or the Gandhi and you videotape it and you show exactly how much gas mileage they save, correct?
Well, that is on our website, fuelgeniesystems.com, and we have many, 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 many video tests that we've done on different cars out there. We show before and after. How the car runs, how many miles per gallon it gets. It's all very, very scientific and done very well with instruments and everything. And we can show you guaranteed that we improve the mileage of cars a minimum of 20%. But the main thing is that your exhaust no longer is spewing out these toxic fumes and these toxic hydrocarbon gases into the atmosphere anymore. So you're actually a green person now as you drive your car along. And you can also save some money on gasoline as you go along.
So if you're a city worker right now driving around who loves listening to talk radio and you happen to come upon this, well, let me tell you, this is a live radio program, February the 2nd, 2016. My name is Bill Apgard. Name of the show, Disabled Veteran Radio, 1490 WWPR is the radio station. And this is Barry Hart with the Fuel Genie product. Now, is there a, should we just go to YouTube and type in Fuel Genie, or we go to, there's a specific website, correct, if people like to find out some more information?
Exactly. FuelGenieSystems.com.
Wow, FuelGenieSystems.com. Now, and like I said, if there is a city worker or some government official out there listening that would love to get these on their county vehicles, you're in the process of doing that, correct? And they can call you if they would like to look at this, furthermore, right?
Yes. What we're working on right now are police vehicles, because police vehicles idle an awful lot, and that idle cars just spew out lots of hydrocarbon emissions, nitric oxides, carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide that idle. And they idle easily about 300 hours a month. So this will cut those emissions down to almost zero, if not zero, in fact. So that's what we're trying to do, get municipalities out here engaged in this, cleaning up the atmosphere for us. And all you have to do is fuelgeniesystems.com. You can find out how to contact us about making your car a clean vehicle out here.
You know, I was just thinking, is it easy enough for grandma to figure out?
It's so easy, a 3-year-old child could do it.
No,
with about 2 weeks of training.
How often do you have to fill up the cylinder inside with water?
Well, you add water to it.
That's just it.
A little cylinder on the inside. You just put water in it, and it goes for about 5,000 miles, and then you put more water back into it again, and away you go.
And there's always a Fuel Genie representative close by to wherever they live.
Absolutely. We have Fuel Genie representatives now in 7 different counties around Florida, mostly right around the Tampa Bay area. So if you're interested, go on the website, give us a call. We'll tell you where to go. We have our listed distributors and dealers listed on the website as well. You can give them a call. They'd be happy to tell you all about it, how it works, and how to get one in your car.
And people can come by to visit you, correct? Where you actually put these on vehicles? Where you're located, correct?
That's absolutely right. We are actually in Clearwater. That's where our headquarters is, and we're on 2112 Sunnydale Boulevard. And
that's where North.
If you want to just drop on by, that's fine. Or give us a call first, make an appointment, and we'll definitely be there to see you, and we'll be able to handle you and talk to you about.
If you're going, when you're going north on 19, you get off on Drew Street, and you go east, or you go west on Drew to where Northeast Coachman, where they intersect, right?
Actually, what you do, if you're on 19, you're heading north, you want to take the Sunset Point Road exit head west.
Sunset Point Road exit, head west.
Right. Then you go to Belcher.
Correct.
And at Belcher, you turn south or turn left on Belcher.
Right.
Go one block, that's Sunnydale Boulevard. If you turn right on Sunnydale, we're about half a mile down on the right-hand side.
Correct.
2112.
Yeah, it's a nice lot. You have that's where you find all the information about the Fool Genie there. Man, that's some great stuff. I can't wait to get
it.
I can't wait to do some video. I'm going to do video this weekend with you. We're going to do some great video, right?
Yes, we are. We're going to be doing a five-gas analyst test at Pinellas Technical College. They're certified, state-certified people there, so we're going to have state certification on how much we can reduce the emissions on the exhaust. Hydrocarbon exhaust coming out, and once we have that testified and certified, then we will be out here putting these things on vehicles left and right, because hey, it's our environment, we have to clean it, you know.
And you know what also is exciting, that you will be educating some young minds at the what's the name of this college again?
Pinellas Technical College, P-TECH, as they call it. Yeah.
P-TECH, yeah. P-TECH. We should get
P-TECH.
We should get the guy who runs the department there with all the vehicles and have him come down, since I've had him come at this other place that I was before. Maybe he might come over there. That would be kind of cool.
That would. That absolutely would. The more the merrier. We have nothing to hide. The test is open. If you want to, just give us a call. Go to our website. We have an 800 number.
So what if Mr. Joe Schmo at the city that has all the vehicles said, okay, Barry Hart, I heard you on Bill Apgar's Disabled Veteran Radio. Now I want to purchase this and put this on all my city vehicles, some 1,000.
Wow.
What would be my commission on that? I might as well get that on tape now. No, we'll talk about that later. But I even have your song here, too. So give the website again, and then I'll play the song, and then hopefully people can go to YouTube, and that's the Fuel Genie Systems, or should they just type in Fuel Genie?
Fuel Genie Systems, if you type in Fuel Genie Systems, you'll definitely get it, but FuelGenieSystems.com.
And
or if you type in Fuel Genie, you'll find it listed there under Fuel Genie system.
And what's the one test that you were telling me that one time where you stick your hand to the back of the exhaust? What's that test for?
Right. Yes, you can stick your hand on the back of the exhaust or your tailpipe, and you'll feel it moist. The exhaust now will be moist, and absolutely no hydrocarbon smells at all. We remove all the hydrocarbons and nitric oxides, carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide. Just water vapor coming out of your tailpipe, hydrogen and oxygen, just pure clean air. So you're actually cleaning the environment as you drive along. You can't beat that.
Wow. Most excellent. Let me give you a bell for that one. All right. You ready for your Chuck Berry song? Give the website one more time.
FuelGenieSystems.com.
There he is, Barry Hart. Thank you so much, Barry Hart.
Thank you.
There he is. Hold the line one moment. This is for Fuel Genie Systems. No Particular Place to Go by Chuck Berry on Disabled Veteran Radio, February 2nd, 2016.
Curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, she leaned and whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Disabled Veteran Radio, February the 2nd, 2016. That's for Barry Hart and the Fuel Genie System. Man, that is a great product. If you have not seen this product, that product, you can put this product on your car. He's over there in Clearwater, Florida. Actually, it's right there where Drew and Northeast Coachman come together. You know, he says Sunny Day. Well, it's where Northeast Coachman dumps out into Drew Street right there in Clearwater. I mean, yeah, you can go Sunset Point Road, too. But that's a great, you know, if you punch it in YouTube and look at Fuel Genie Systems, you'll see that video. And then Friday, we're going to P-TECT to show this to the youngsters over there, young college minds, on how this works. So we'll have some video for you. We're glad that you're listening. We played some music this hour, and we had a few people on. Former Governor Charlie Crist, the state of Florida. Hey! Future vice presidential candidate, possibly this year. You never know. I'm going horse. Hey, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Just listen to Disabled Veteran Radio, right? I've got a crush on you. Who do I have a crush on? Oh, yeah, I have a crush on a Craigslist model. That's what I have a crush on, right? Do you have a crush on? Hey, here's your crush, Valerie or Mrs. Susie Q, because they're the crush that can help you get on the air to get your own radio program. 941-745-1490. So if you buy a show on here, maybe they'll give me an extra hour in return, see? That could be my commission, see? I have a crush on them. Call them up. Host your own radio program like me, the Lab Guard Disabled Veteran Radio for February the 2nd, 2016. Do you have a crush on Disabled Veteran Radio? You know, Donald Trump, he did that Iowa. He didn't go to the debate, so he decided to raise some money for veterans and disabled veterans causes. I've been trying to call his people to find out, hey, who do I need to call to try to get some of those funds? How do I go about getting those funds, receiving those funds? I have not received that information yet, so I'm not saying he's a bad guy or anything. How do you find out about that information? I'm trying to find out about it. We're glad that you're listening here to Disabled Veteran Radio. It is February the 2nd, 2016, and why do we do this radio program? Is to keep you informed, keep you entertained, but also let you know that the government has still not corrected the wrong that has been done to thousands of disabled veterans like myself. You know, after I reported the documented MST, military sexual trauma, that occurred to me, I should have had a disability rating on the date of discharge, but I was given a misdiagnosis of a personality disorder that made me and thousands of others miss out on VA benefits for years. So that's why we do this program, and all the information is at Bill Apgar, APGAR, A as in Apple, P as in Paul, G as in Grapefruit, A as in Apple, R as in Radio. This is Disabled Veteran Radio, February the 2nd, 2016, live here on 1490 WWPR. Hour number two is on the way. Here's Town Hall News now on 1490. This is Disabled Veteran Radio. My name is Bill Apgar, the host of the radio program, and my eyeglasses just hit the microphone. It's February the 2nd, 2016. In this hour, usually Don Reese, we're going to replay the interview from last week. The general manager from the Florida Strawberry Festival, Mr. Paul Davis. Man, I'm so pumped up. I just had the former governor, Mr. Charlie Crist, on. Wow. Maybe my message would get to President Obama after all. I don't know. Hour number two, let's start the show.
Hi, you're back.
I'm back.
Oh, good.
You hung up on me.
I was just saying that, you know, our connection is our producer, Billy, who once helped get you into a straitjacket at your act.
Oh,
and
well.
You had it half right. You had it half right. If you'd gotten him into a straitjacket, the world would have been a better place for you and me.
That's it.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strength that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation interacts with his unique body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs.
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crying in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
The creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Sexual traumatized victims of the Catholic Church, what do they have? They have national media attention, a big fat paycheck, and they're not called mental, but disabled veterans.
An accidental explosion took the life of a fellow scientist, and supposedly David Banner as well. The reporter thinks the creature was responsible.
I gave a description to all the law enforcement agencies. I got a warrant for murder out of them.
A murder which David Banner can never prove he or the creature didn't commit. So he must let the world go on thinking that he too is dead, until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
You got
PTSD!
God damn it!
My life has value! Get up there with that lady that's up on top of this Capitol Hill. That lady that stands for liberty. Take a look at this country through her eyes if you really want to see something. And you won't just see scenery. You'll see the whole parade of what man's carved out for himself after centuries of fighting. And fighting for something better than just jungle law. Fighting so as he can stand on his own 2 feet, free and decent, like he was created. No matter what his race, color, or creed. There's no place out there for graft, or greed, or lies, or compromise with human liberty. You all think I'm licked. Well, I'm not licked. And I'm gonna stay right here and fight for this lost cause. Even if this room gets filled with lies like these.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You ain't nothing but a...
This is Disabled Veteran Radio for February the 2nd, 2016. My name is Bill Apgar. This is hour number two, baby. Wow! We're trying to reach somebody in Senator Rand Paul's office. Maybe they're still there. They have some music playing in the background. We're going to check right now here on Disabled Veteran Radio for February the 2nd, 2016. We're glad you're listening. Hello? Anybody there in Senator Rand Paul's office? Hello? This is here Bill Apgar. Anybody there? He figures they hang up the phone as soon as I click it over or as soon as I have to go on the air. Oh, trying to reach somebody at Senator Rand Paul's office. We'll try to call that number here shortly again. Oh, maybe this is them calling back. This here is Disabled Veteran Radio. Is this somebody from Senator Rand Paul's office calling back here on the program? Hello? This is here Bill Apgar. How you doing? You're live on the air. How you doing? Hello? Hello? Is anybody there? That's what happens sometimes when somebody calls your radio program. Nobody responds. Hello? All right, maybe that was Senator Rand Paul's office. I don't know. But we'd like to have somebody on from Senator Rand Paul's office. Well, we're glad that you're listening. Where are you at? Are you somewhere down by the Sunshine Skyway? Are you in Bradenton? Where are you at? My name is Bill Apgar, and this is Disabled Veteran Radio.
How's he disabled? I see that he's got his arm in his legs. He's got the hidden scar, PTSD. Gets angry at the Veterans Administration because he wants to be fully compensated from the creator of Clint Eastwood's Backwards in the Woods.
Yeah, why don't Clint Eastwood do a movie about me?
Clint Eastwood on PTSD, hitting theaters this fall.
Yeah, you can't...
Will Clint Eastwood do a movie about military sexual trauma? That's a grease gun up your hiney.
Probably not.
Well, that's why we do this program, to let you know that, hey, we need to be fully compensated. You want to stop 22 veterans a day from killing themselves? Fully compensate them.
Yeah, I know it's about getting well and all this stuff.
But it's about, too, being fully compensated. Because after I reported the military sexual trauma on board the Lincoln,
they go, hey, Bill, you want an honorable discharge?
I said, okay.
And then we're going to give you personality disorder, which means you can't have any VA benefits for years.
Hello, is anybody listening to this radio station? You know, is there any Donald Trump supporters, Bernie Sanders supporters, Hillary Clinton supporters, Marco Rubio supporters, Ted Cruz supporters, Chris Christie supporters, Rand Paul supporters? Because everybody, oh, we're part of the Venture TV.
I give my money to the Wounded War.
Well, I'm trying to call up Donald Trump, trying to find out who's responsible for the funds. Where's the funds? Also, there's a new Vision 8 director. You know what Vision 8 is, ladies and gentlemen? For those disabled veterans and veterans listening, Vision 8 is located in Feather Sound. That is the boss of James Haley Veteran Hospital. That is the boss of Bay Pines, which they like you to call it
Bay Pines Bill C. Young Hospital.
Bill C. Young. I know he did a lot for other people, but he didn't do anything for me. I'm sure he's a great guy. I went to his funeral. But that's why we do this radio program, to keep you informed that, hey, people ain't getting paid yet. The government has saved billions, some say trillions of dollars, on this misdiagnosis of a personality disorder. But every time that you try to get somebody to talk about it, they either laugh at you, like the Bay Pines Police or the Inspector General's office does, when they ask you out in the hallway of dental, how were you discharged, Mr. Apgar? I said, I was sodomized and raped on the Lincoln. And it's documented. Ha, 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 ha. Where's the Inspector General report on that? There ain't no Inspector General report on that. You know, the same government that said when a Muslim couple killed 14 people, what'd they say the first week? That they were disgruntled employees. This is the same government that tells me
hey, we're not going to pay you for a person. We're not doing that. You want massage therapy? No, you can't have that. But if you want to physically change your God-given body that you were put on the earth with, well, the government will pay for you if you want to change yourself. But no massage therapy for me or anybody else. I saw a guy at James Haley when I was just over there for the town hall meeting. The guy was struggling to trying to learn to walk. And what did I ask him? I said, would you like to have massage therapy? He says, your sweet ass, I'd like to have it. But no, nobody, no. We got to hear from the rich people. The rich people always have the money for disabled veterans or veterans' causes. They're always running their mouth. But if you're 100% permanent total and you're bitching and complaining, nobody wants to hear you 9 times out of 10. But hopefully that will change. That's why I'm doing this radio show. I don't know, you know, maybe Discovery Channel might say, hey, let's put him on. Let's put him on our network. And that's another thing. What happened to the days of real entertainment? What happened to Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra type of people? Now we have to look up to people like the Pawn Stars, which they're pretty good. But what about all these other reality shows where these knuckleheads are out in the gosh darn wilderness, no place to pee or whatever? Oh, we're so poor. We're so poor we can't get our boat. You know, coming up after the break, if their boat hits the ramp, they're SOL. But we're not going to let you know that we pay them $25,000 an episode. No, that's what I'm saying. They make it sound like, oh, they're a child. Here's another thing. What about National Geographic Channel, where they go and ride with these gangsters who are wearing masks, selling heroin and ecstasy and all this other crap? You notice when they're following the guys with the liquor, they're not wearing masks. You know, the ones doing moonshine, they're not wearing masks. That's what I'm saying. Are the gangsters that are wearing masks, are they being paid residual pay for each show by National Geographic? Yeah, next on National Geographic, we talk about human trafficking. Yeah, there they are. They're filming. They're in that house there. That's where the people are being whipped. We're National Geographic. We have cameras. We're not telling. It's so stupid. But they have a show. But if you're a disabled veteran wanting a show, I don't know. I'd like to have Taylor Swift's phone number, if anybody's got that. Anybody got Taylor Swift's phone number? I know I want to go to the Bradenton River Walk Regatta. Man, my voice is out. I'm going to have to get a drink of water. How are you doing? We're glad that you're listening to the program. It's called Disabled Veteran Radio. Almost sound like that guy Pharrell on the bench on CBS Radio.
Yeah, this is Pharrell on the bench. Yeah, we're out here in Las Vegas broadcasting live. I started out in Sarasota. Down there in Sarasota calling balls and strikes at the Sarasota. I don't know. That's
what I heard. That's how that guy sounds for real. I like him, though. Sounds like Wolfman Jack on here. My name is Bill Apgar. It's Disabled Veteran Radio. Please help us out, huh? BillApgar.com. That's where you can go donate to keep Disabled Veteran on the radio, to get the message out, to let people know that the government has wronged thousands upon thousands of disabled veterans with that misdiagnosis of a personality disorder.